Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the Haley Yes podcast. I am your host, Haley Gamba. And how is everyone doing today? Well, if I'm being fully honest, my day was off to quite a rough start. A little background, just to give you guys some context about the irony of this entire situation. I was on TikTok. I want to say it was like a few days ago or like a week ago. I'm not very good with concept of time right now, considering I've been filming every day. But let's just say it was recent enough. And this girl was telling a story time about how she cut her throat or like her stomach on glass straws. I remember like being kind of like annoyed because she was pretty much saying like, get rid of all your glass straws. They're hazardous. And I was like, no, because I was selfishly wanted to keep them. I have been keeping my glass straws in my collection for the longest time. And the reason why I like them is because they're aesthetic. I like how easy they are to clean. And I've just enjoyed them for several years for a multitude of reasons. So I was kind of like, she should have, you know, really looked at it before she used it. Maybe there was a piece of broken glass in there, whatever and whatnot. And I kept scrolling. Well, this is what I get for poo-pooing the entire situation. This morning, I'm unloading my dishwasher and I'm taking everything out. And boom, I cut my finger so badly on a glass straw. I guess it broke in the dishwasher and it wasn't super obvious. It was like slit down the side. You couldn't actually see it being broken, but it was clearly like cracked and it caused me to have the deepest cut on my finger right now. Yes. So I'm literally walking around with a double bandage and we're going to watch it because that cut was bad. But this is not the first time that I've cut myself on glass. I actually dropped a ring light a few years ago in my apartment and a piece of it, I guess I did not clean up and I stepped on it and it caused me to have the most terrible gash in the bottom of my foot for months. This is just my luck, to be honest. Today's episode is really on brand for 2026, like resolutions and trying to become your best self. Something that I've never really openly discussed vulnerably and have had like genuine topics around is taking up space confidently. Now, I have naturally gotten better at this the older I've gotten, but it wasn't something that I was always good at. Now, what is taking up space and what is taking up space confidently? Taking up space is acknowledging that your presence is important, knowing that you deserve to be in that room, that you deserve to advocate for yourself, that you're allowed to be happy and authentic and your own person, and that nobody can trick you out of your spot. Now, there are certain aspects of my life where I am very good at advocating for myself and I'm really good at taking up space. And usually it's in spaces where I'm familiar, where I know that I thrive, where I feel like I belong, and where I have like a certain amount of knowledge around whatever that space is providing me. But genuine taking up space confidently is feeling like no matter what room you're in, whether you are knowledgeable of it or not, that you still deserve to be there and that you are going to continuously advocate for yourself and represent yourself in a way that is suitable for your self-acceptance and your growth. What actually inspired this topic, and I'm not going to get too much into this person's TikTok, but kind of what I've gotten from the TikTok in itself. There was a guy on TikTok that was complaining about solid core. That's not really what this topic is about. But something that I thought was kind of funny and also very inspiring was the willingness to speak out about something, but also not allowing it to determine whether or not you were going to ever be in that space again. And it had me thinking about certain instances where I have gone through issues at restaurants, or maybe I got into a disagreement with somebody at my gym, or I just had different places that I would frequent or even just visit or go to. And I would have either a conflict or a misunderstanding, or I felt like I wasn't being treated respectfully or welcomed there. And my only way of really attacking that issue was saying in the past, let me ban that place for life. But I never really actually thought about, well, what if I really enjoy that space? And maybe this small conflict has nothing to do with my enjoyment for the space, but it has to do with this very minor disagreement. And yes, in the past, to avoid further conflict, to avoid feeling bullied or alienated, I still would not frequent that place. Even if, let's just say, I went to a restaurant and I had really bad service, but I've always had good service at that place prior, and maybe I spoke out about it, or I just felt kind of bad for like being a little bit difficult, I would take a very long time to ever go back there again because I was afraid to show face. Now, I say all this to say that what I got from that solid core TikTok was that this person was complaining about an issue, a conflict, an instance at solid core, but he was not going to allow it to determine whether or not he was still going to go to the classes, because it really didn't have much to do with his enjoyment of the class, but more so of the staff, the issue that he had with management, and just the way that they were handling things. And I do think that in certain times in our life, we do have to step away and ban ourselves from going to certain establishments, because it's our way of saying, you know what, I don't like the way you handle this situation, and I need to step back for myself and my peace to have pride and to showcase my morals and my values. That being said, not every situation, not every conflict, not every misunderstanding requires that much resistance. And I want to discuss today how to take up space confidently, not only in spaces where you feel welcome and you feel educated in that space, like you know a good amount of stuff about it that makes you feel like you can be in that room, but it also can help you advocate for yourself and take up space in rooms that you're not familiar, that you don't necessarily feel welcome, and that maybe you're going there because there is something that is significantly benefiting from you being there. It's so funny because when I was younger, I definitely think that if somebody were to describe me, they would say, Haley's very extroverted, she's very colorful, she's very out there, and that I could be witty and at times very loud and chatty and whatever. But the truth is, in certain moments of conflict, especially if I felt ambushed or attacked and I wasn't expecting it, although I can stick up for myself a great deal, if you were to step inside my skin, you would realize, okay, there's anxiety going on here. I'm having heart palpitations. I'm freaking out. I'm stumbling on my words a little bit. I might be stuttering because I feel attacked and ambushed. And I just have a little bit of anxiety around not being prepared for things. I am a very prepared individual. I like to rehearse certain things in my life. I like to create routine and habits that feels very familiar. So when you're experiencing conflict with someone and you didn't expect it, you couldn't prepare for it, it can feel very overwhelming. And I remember when I was younger, if ever I had a moment where I had this type of instance happen to me, I always feared being in a room and taking up space in a room where a misunderstanding, a mishap, a conflict transpired. And I think I naturally would take myself out of things a little bit early and prematurely due to feeling misunderstood and due to not being respected. And although I think that that is a beautiful way to advocate for yourself in certain times and in just specific instances where maybe you just don't feel like you would ever truly benefit from being in that space, something that I think is really a bold move to make as a woman is saying, you know what, I am unapologetically myself. Yes, this happened, but you're not going to remove me from this space. You are not going to ruin it for me. There are certain places that I frequent where maybe there was an issue, a mishap, a conflict, and I'm not going to stop going because somebody is there that I do not like. I remember I had a conversation with a girl who was telling me that she was intimate with this guy at the gym, and you know, they ended up ending and he started dating somebody else. So she switched gyms. And although I can understand that for certain people that is necessary for your personal peace and just making sure that you can get a good workout in without any distraction, I decided naturally that I don't ever want to be that person that has to remove myself from a space because somebody is there that I don't want to see. I have learned, nah, you don't want to see me because I'm going to be there doing everything that I'm supposed to be doing. And I'm going to do it unapologetically, confidently, and with a great amount of self-respect and acceptance. That is a power move. And I want to discuss how to really take up space confidently so that you can discern which instances you want to make that power move in and which you rather just remove yourself. Because yes, there are certain things that require you removing yourself. And I'll give you guys examples for all of this, because when I tell you I have experienced a great deal in my life, I mean it. Okay, the first thing that I actually wrote down was to stop overusing the word sorry. We as people pleasers, as people who are trying to be respectful, appropriate, classy individuals, tend to apologize even in moments that do not require an apology. because it's just natural for us. So for instance, if you were to be weaving through a crowd of people to grab a drink and you're not necessarily pushing these people, you're not necessarily like bumping into them, but you're just trying to get through. You're always like apologizing, like, I'm so sorry. When in reality, this person is just blocking where you need to go. Now, of course, you're saying it as a respect factor, but instead of using the word sorry, you can just say, excuse me, I need to just get by here. Excuse me. Like, that's a way to be polite without saying sorry, because we do not want to get in the habit of overusing the word sorry. Or even let's just say you're having a conversation with someone and you guys had a hangout planned that day. It was scheduled for a day that the weather wasn't great, but you didn't know that. And the first thing you do is like, I'm so sorry for the weather. And you take personal like accountability and responsibility for something that it isn't in your control. It is not your fault that the weather isn't good outside. And I remember when I got older and I would overuse the word sorry quite a bit and I would apologize for everything. And I remember like this one gentleman I was talking to said, don't be sorry. There's nothing to be sorry about. And I don't know why, but in that moment, it rewired my entire brain. Like, wait, why am I sorry? And how many times do I say sorry all the time to be respectful? Not realizing that it's my way of kind of creating a subconscious thought that I need to apologize for taking up space, or I need to apologize for things that are out of my control. The only things in life that we should really ever be apologetic for are things that we created and did with malintent, or that have hurt someone else, or that caused a misunderstanding or an issue. Everything else, you don't need to be sorry. It's not your fault. And I think what it does when you stop overusing that word is it creates a more free-flowing, confident aura within you where you're more intentional about your words and your actions, and you feel like you can take up space in a healthy way. I really need you guys to think about the stupidest thing that you have apologized for. I'm sure there are some silly things that you were like, wait, why did I apologize for that? If you think about like a little kid when they get sick, it's like the first thing that they say when they throw up, like, I'm so sorry. And it's like, yes, I get it. You made a mess. Somebody has to clean it up, but you do not have to be sorry for being sick. And I think that that like rewires my like childlike brain too, because I think some of us were brought into this world by parents who yell at you when you're just purely existing or you made a mistake. And it naturally makes you more of a people pleaser and it makes you walk on eggshells in life. I want you to stop walking on eggshells. Stop apologizing for your existence. The next way to take up space confidently is to start getting comfortable with your day-to-day and doing little quirky things that are really instilled in your solo moments. So this kind of looks like dilly-dallying, going on solo dates, attending something for the first time that you don't know anybody in. This is forcing you to put yourself in front of things that you do not know, things that you're not familiar with, things that you don't know, things that require you to assure yourself. I remember I was talking to a friend of mine, this was a few years ago, and she would always call me every single time she was at the mall or out. And I would always ask, like, is this for safety reasons? And I think she said yes, but I believe that later on she admitted to me that it was an anxious thing, like being out in public and not having anyone to talk to or stimulate her. Although I can understand that that is a coping mechanism, to really build that armor to take up space is pushing yourself to enjoy your own free time, to enjoy your own self, and just being able to make a moment out of anything. I also think that pushing yourself to interact with people is a great way to test your skills. A lot of us are so quick to like not say anything to people. We don't ever want to compliment people if they're not open. And I get it, like body language is a huge thing. And wanting validation and acceptance is something that we naturally do. But a great way to get yourself out of that and to accept yourself so that you don't care is, let's just say you're at the mall and you're walking past a girl and you love her outfit. She might not be smiling. She might not be looking your way, but you love her outfit. So rather than just thinking it and being like, I love her outfit, but she's not even looking at me or caring, so I'm not going to say anything, that's your ego and that's insecurity. Instead say, girl, I absolutely love your outfit. It's so cute. And go about your business. Most of the time, these people are going to say thank you so much, or they'll tell you where it's from. You never know. People are not used to directness. They're not used to extroverted people. They're not used to people being comfortable speaking with them, even when they don't know them. Be the person who is comfortable speaking to people, even people you do not know. And I'm not saying to spark up a conversation everywhere you go, but learn to say things to people in a way that shows how you speak, how you carry yourself. We're not looking for validation. We are looking to present in a certain way. The way that I speak to people is when I'm at Starbucks or when I'm getting food from somewhere, or if I receive something from someone, I'll usually say like, thank you so much, sweetheart. Have a good day. And I feel like that's just a more intentional way of speaking. And I've always been like that. But I think that there might've been a time where I was very meek. I was maybe like very quick, very not intentional. So when I would speak, it was kind of giving, I'm speaking as a formality. I no longer like to speak as a formality. I don't want people to feel like their existence is bothersome to me. So when I speak intentionally. And it has taught me to be more forward, to be more direct, and to take up space confidently. I do not care about listening to my own voice. It doesn't bother me. And you have to learn to get better at hearing it and even get better at being silly and quirky and showing different sides of yourself. To be confident is to understand that who you are authentically is the most beautiful version of you. If it's quirky, if it's silly, if it's smart, if it's cute, whatever it is, play into that. The next thing is to stop looking for approval. And I get it. It's very difficult when our entire lives have been about performance and doing things for people to validate us. But in order to really take up space confidently, it's knowing that you deserve to be in the room before you walk in it and not caring what other people think. I don't think that we should be flippant and carefree to a fault, but I definitely think that we need to just be more authentic in our power and essence. It is a power move to walk into a room and not care what people are thinking, to not fear being disliked. It is their misunderstanding, not yours. And all you can really do is be yourself. And if you were somebody else, they probably wouldn't like you either, because a lot of the things that people do to you is a projection of themselves. And I also think that when people go out of their way to misunderstand you, or they create a one-sided beef with you, or they just have like a fake issue with you, it is so embarrassing for them, and you need to start looking at it that way. I've talked about this on the podcast before about how I was confronted by this person that goes to my gym out and about somewhere else. And she got very like nasty with me and weird with me because she thought I was talking about her. Now, had I been talking about her, who's to really know or think about what I would say? Because I don't really talk poorly about people in their presence. I don't think that that's kind. It's not really my character. And if I have an issue with you, you more than likely will know, because I'll just cut you off and I won't deal with you. I do not know this person. I didn't even know this person's name. I don't know this person. And I was out with a close friend of mine. So she was taking it as this issue. And I could tell that this was not an isolated incident for her. She was just using this little moment that she thought we were having as a way to fire up at me and be extremely disrespectful and confrontational. And I remember in that moment how I handled it differently than how I handled things in the past. I was peaceful. I was regulated. My heart wasn't going out of my chest. And I think it was because I'm in a place in my life right now where I am not committed to defending myself. I know what transpired. All I can really do is say, hey, I'm sorry for the misunderstanding. I apologize if that is what you think happened, but it didn't. And if they take it, they take it. If they don't, they don't. That is not my problem. And she didn't receive it because I could tell, and I've known this now for a minute, she has an issue with me that I am not aware of and that I don't care about. I actually just don't care. This is someone who usually, if they present these types of traits, is very jealous or envious of you. Because why do you have an issue with a person that you do not know? You shouldn't. And even if you felt like somebody was talking poorly about you, but it wasn't to you and it wasn't really near you, why are you confronting them? I get it. We are in the era of sticking up for ourselves, but this is not affecting you. There are so many people out here in these streets who are probably speaking ill about me. I cannot clock every single person that does it. It's just not real. It's not right. And it takes too much energy. Now, if you come into my space, you disrespect me in my home, that's a different story. But unless you are like literally in my path, I'm not really going out of my way. I say all this to say that in the past, had I been approached in this way and confronted in this way, I probably would have canceled my gym membership because I would have felt like it was something that I needed to do for principal reasons. Not only does this person work for the gym, but she goes there and I don't want to be interacting with someone who makes me feel this way. But taking up space confidently is saying, you are not going to ruin this for me. I like the gym. And you are very, very, very insignificant in my life. I don't know you. I don't care about you. You don't impact my life. You don't make me money. You don't really do anything. You are not a part of my inner world. Therefore, I am going to go to the gym. I'm going to see you as often as I see you, and I'm not going to care. So I remember when I went back after, I literally treat this person like they're not there because they are not to me. You're not there to me. I don't know you. I still don't know you. Yes, you confronted me and started conflict with me. That doesn't make me have a problem with you. I just don't deal with you. I don't have problems with people just because they don't like me. If anything, I pray for those people. Because to dislike a woman that you do not know is very rooted in jealousy. It's very rooted in insecurity. And it's rooted in usually broke people activities. You are not making money if you sit around and you think about people all the time that you don't like. I don't have time to do that. I need to make my money. There is way too many things going on in this world. We are all trying to get a check. We are trying to get our bodies together. We are trying to just live and have a good mental space and be able to be happy. Why would I be thinking about someone who is not impacting that daily? Taking up space is realizing that you deserve to be in that space and nobody is going to ruin that for you. I did not let her ruin my gym experience. And I think what's really beautiful about it is that you realize that when you dismiss people, they usually will stay over there and be dismissed because it's embarrassing to them. They want to get a rise out of you. People who start conflict with you from a perspective of like just being problematic and ridiculous usually feel kind of weird when they get dismissed because they thought that maybe that was going to fuel some sort of like back and forth and that you were going to say something hateful and that you were going to get them riled up so that that would give them a reason to do something else to you. No, I'm not getting you riled up. I'm going to say that never happened. Have a good day and carry out my life like you don't exist because you don't, because you literally don't. Stop trying to be relevant in my life. You're not. And I guess this kind of just reminded me of the solid core situation because here he is dealing with all these issues with management and the social people and all of his stuff. And he took his ass to solid core the next day. And I'm like, that's bold. Now, whether or not you agree with that type of behavior or not is really not something that I want to dissect. What I'm saying is this person was so confident in taking up space that they did not care that they had a disagreement with the higher ups because that's not going to prevent him from getting a good workout. And I feel like we can all take something from that. A lot of us are taking ourselves out of things. We are removing ourselves from spaces that we really enjoy all because we are afraid of being disliked, of somebody making us feel alienated, of being people that are a little bit polarizing. I don't care. If you don't like me, don't like me over there. Don't like me over there, but I'm gonna still be here and enjoy myself. And it's a power move. It's really an attractive quality to just realize that who you are and what you give yourself is enough. Unless you fear for your safety, you should not be avoiding places that you genuinely enjoy. It's so crazy because there was a moment in my life where I was fearing for my safety. I dated this guy very briefly who was in law enforcement and he has a lot of issues. I noticed that whenever this person would drink, he would get taken like out of character. It was just a very ugly look. And we ended up getting into a disagreement. And there was a moment where I feared for my safety in this person's presence. So I did remove myself from spaces that I knew he would frequent. That is a perfect example of removing yourself from a space to protect yourself based off of your intuition and based off of something that happened. But if you don't fear for your safety, and this is just a matter of somebody not liking you, a misunderstanding, a small conflict, a place where you advocated for yourself, and maybe you feel uncomfortable about it because it wasn't received well, whatever it is, don't fear being in that space again just because you're afraid of what they think. Another way to take up space confidently is to not fear being in rooms with people who are smarter than you. If anything, actually use your ignorance to your advantage. I feel like a lot of people do not want to be a part of conversations or just be in certain spaces with people if they cannot keep up. I am so okay with being the stupid one because there is nothing wrong with wanting to learn. If anything, I am going to vocalize that. I'm going to be inquisitive. So let's just say I'm meeting someone and they're older and wiser than me and they've had a lot more life experience and they're explaining something that they have going on. And I have no freaking clue what they're talking about. I'm like, all right, I don't know what's going on. Rather than pretending like I know what they're talking about and trying to appear smart and better than, I always am like, hey girl, love you down, but I have no clue what the F you're talking about. Can you break that down for me? This is how you learn. When you try to always look like you're the best, the smartest, the richest, and just like a know-it-all, you can never learn to actually be those things. What has allowed me to perfect my skills in so many different areas of my life is being okay with being the ignorant one, with being the stupid one, of saying, I'm a student of life. I don't know everything. I'm only 28. There is just so many things that I have learned in my life that I know. And I'm not saying that I'm an idiot overall, but there are just certain things that we don't know that is totally okay. It's not our wheelhouse. But being inquisitive, asking questions, asking the right questions, listening to people, wanting to be in spaces where you can learn from others, that is going to help you take up space. Understanding that your existence is enough, understanding that you are an asset in your own way. And when you start to play off of your invaluable traits, you start to become someone who's more educated. You learn from others. You learn from other people's wins and mistakes. It allows you to build off of what you're already creating. Just allowing yourself to pour into yourself in a healthy way, being in a good amount of solitude so that you can enjoy your own company and start to be confident in it, so that you can push yourself into spaces that require you to show up as yourself by yourself. This is a great way to practice taking up space. So I would definitely challenge you guys to have a little bit more audacity, be more bold, step into a space where you feel maybe in the past you would have feared, but now you're like, you know what? What's the worst that's going to happen? That I'm not looking like I know what I'm doing, that I'm being silly, that I'm feeling a little bit out of place. Okay. Make yourself feel in place by showing up, by rocking it, by practicing it and learning from it. This is a beautiful way to advocate for yourself in 2026 and start seeing a lot of things move around for you. This will not only help you financially, but in career, in relationships, in connections, in just anything. You can really implement these little steps and tips into every area of your life, and it makes you that much more magnetic and also very abundant. So I hope that that served you well. Now let's get into Hail Mail. I want to answer your guys' questions before we close out. So let's just see what you guys asked me. Okay, I love this question, and it's like a New Year's question, which is amazing. And it's, what did you learn about timing in 2025? I learned that timing really is everything. And it's also what you do with the time that's important. So once you kind of receive that aha moment and your discernment kicks in and you become more aware, to use that to your advantage. There are so many things in my life that I had to receive later because I would not have really appreciated it when I was younger. I would not have been able to manage it. I would not have been able to really understand what it was doing for me. And what that taught me was that yes, sometimes waiting can feel like torture, but it's a sacrifice worth making when you realize that there's a certain age, there's a certain amount of knowledge, there's a certain amount of education, there's a certain amount of like life experience that you need to have to accept whatever is coming into your life. And that's even just trusting in God's timing, which I absolutely do. Okay, guys, that is it for today's episode. I hope that you guys are going to try to take up space in 2026, validate yourself, step into your power, be someone who gives yourself all that you need, and don't ever allow anybody to ruin an experience for you just because they are incapable of being in your presence. You don't care, you'll ignore it, and you will shine confidently stepping into your own. I love you guys. Merry Christmas, and I will see you guys in the new year. Bye, everyone. Mwah.
Pioneer.